It is now recording, I believe.
All right.
But this is a test anyways, so... This is not going to go on the normal feed. It's going to go up under special features, I think.
Sounds like a plan.
Good deal.
All right, so it's recording me loud and clear,
huh? It's recording you loud and clear, and I'm also able to play music, but you won't be able to hear it. So I won't.
Well, go ahead and play it. Just warn me if you're doing it.
Okay, I don't really have anything to play.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to a special production of The Jew and the Hindu, where today we have a special feature on this production. In fact, we have two special features. One is that the co-star of The Jew and the Hindu, is not actually a part of the recording today. And two, we are not doing this live in person, but rather we are talking over a special voice computer chat thingy dingy called Skypey. And so
Skypey. I like that affectionate E at the end.
Isn't that how it's pronounced?
It's just Skype.
Oh, shut up. As I was trying to say before, I was rudely interrupted. As I was rudely interrupted by this Jew, I am what should I be? Nev.
Okay,
Nev. I am Nev. Today, Nev is replacing the Hindu.
Okay, and before the Hindu gets upset, comes over here, and kills me, this is not a normal show. This is under special features. We're trying something new out. And
because we're using Skypey! There's an E! Clearly!
Okay, and so what we'll do is we'll tell... Because he chose... Oh, crap. Phone again.
Your cell phone keeps going off. What's wrong with you?
It's my home phone. Okay, I'll answer it.
That's a cool-sounding home phone ring.
Oh,
hi.
You can talk to Mom.
I can talk to Mom.
No, Hannah, talk to Mom.
Hannah, talk to Mom.
What do you need?
Death.
Okay, just a sec. I might blow out your ears.
Oh, God!
Hannah!
Oh, that wasn't that bad. You have a weak voice.
Hannah!
You're pathetic.
Hannah, phone!
My God, what's wrong with these people? Don't they answer phones when David Koenigsberg goes screaming?
Sorry.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah, so finish your speech to make the Hindu happy.
Okay. He's studying for AP Chemistry.
Which is a shame, because I should be studying for AP Chemistry as well, but I'm not.
He also has AP US.
Which is pathetic, because I have, like, more AP classes than he does, and I'm not studying for any of them!
Because you're a senior, and you're lazy.
No, actually, you know what? I've had senioritis since second quarter of my freshman year, so that's not an excuse I like to use.
Okay.
I'm just smart, right?
You're just smart.
Huh? Huh?
You're a mixture between smart and lazy.
Slothful. You know, sloth is one of the seven deadly sins.
Okay.
So what should we talk about?
Wait, just a sec. Stop, don't say anything for just a second. Can I hear myself? Okay, I can hear myself. Is this better for me? Wait. I gotta change the mix here. Ah, it's doing that again. Ah! Okay. Ah. Ah. No. Okay.
Okay.
Can you turn down your mic a tad?
My mic?
Yeah.
Wait, you can hear yourself? You're getting feedback?
No, it's not so much feedback. It's that I'm trying to record this right now, and I'm looking at the bars. And it's going into the red on your talking and not on mine, so I sound a lot softer than you in the recording. Then.
Yeah, how do I volume down? Mic volume? Is there something else? Phone volume? Aux volume? Video volume?
It's mic volume. Just
mic volume is very low on mine. It's like, in fact, the mute is even checked, which I don't even remember doing.
Oh, that's okay. Lower it more. The mute is okay. That's just so you don't hear yourself over your speakers.
It's at zero. It's like, is low is on the bottom and high is on the top, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's as low as it can go.
Okay, go to tools on Skype.
Tools, yeah?
Options.
Skypey. Options, yes. There's an E. Yeah? Edit my Skype profile.
Wait, never mind.
Sound devices, hotkeys, connections.
Never mind.
Voice.
Never mind. Oh, here we go. Never mind. Wait.
Was I being too loud, or?
No, it's just not allowing me to do something I'm trying to do here.
Adjust sound devices, is that it? No.
No.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, hey. Did that fix it?
You're louder now.
I am louder.
I just burped too, excuse me.
Okay, stay quiet for just a sec. Okay, is this better? No, it's not better on mine.
That's weird. You're louder on mine.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You could always scream.
I could always scream. That's an idea. Except for it automatically drops my volume.
Are you serious?
I thought I turned that off.
That's really cool.
It pisses me off, though, because I don't want it automatically dropping my volume.
Better to be pissed off than pissed on.
Okay. That's true.
Are you still recording?
Yeah.
All right. While he's starting to figure out what's going on, I suppose I should mention this to listeners. Because we're doing this stuff over the internet, we may occasionally experience some lag, as in I say something and he doesn't, what lag is. There's a pause, or we overlap because we're not paying attention to each other, and but there may be a several second lag, so if it sounds weird and like we overlap each other, that's why.
Yes.
And if you could see me, I'd be giving the dumb grin and the thumbs up that is trademarked to my personality. However, none of you can see that because this is voice only.
Sure is.
Have you figured stuff out? Am I still too loud?
You're probably still louder than I am. Is there a volume control on your mic?
You know, I could talk softer if you really wanted me to.
That actually might do it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've been talking loudly like I'm in a theater and I need to project a lot or something. But okay, yeah, sure. So you just want me to talk in a normal, quiet, whispery, conversational tone?
Yes, that's actually perfect.
Okay, cool.
Perfect, I think.
Right, perfect.
This is going to sound really funny on the playback, and I apologize to anyone who's listening, but...
Woohoo!
Yeah. But, oh well, we'll get the kinks worked out.
We're figuring this out, so that hopefully by the time that you and the Hindu try to actually do this with you in the same space and me at the other end, it'll work out well.
Yeah. Well, he's certainly loud enough.
Oh, gosh. Don't remind me. So what should we talk about today, Jew? I could tell offensive jokes.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference between the Pope and Michael Jackson? The Pope is dead.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Or how about, No, I shouldn't tell too many offensive jokes.
How close is the mic to your mouth?
How close is the mic to my mouth? It's a couple feet away. I'm sitting in a relaxed position in a chair with a back on it, and I'm facing a monitor, and the mic is positioned on top of the monitor. Would you prefer it if I moved it, like, over to a shelf or something that's further away?
Yeah, I don't know why it's so weird. It doesn't let me do
that. Oh, crap!
What was that?
Oh, when I tried to move the mic, I accidentally knocked the wireless antenna, which is also on top of the monitor.
See.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good, so I didn't lose connection.
No, so
I gotta figure out what I want to do with the mic. You may hear me louder or soft as I'm moving it around the room. Okay, now it's on top of a shelf facing the other direction. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Just fine.
It sounds...
This is a really sensitive mic. Can you hear the fan blowing in the background?
Not really.
Good. If my cat comes
You're
in
still
and starts me
still a little loud.
Still a little loud, so I should talk. What if I talk like this? Is this better?
Yeah, that's good.
Wow.
You sure there's no like little knobby thing on it?
I don't think there's a knobby thing. It's gonna get loud because it's close to my mouth as I'm looking to see if there's a knobby thing. Oh, cool! I can take it out of the little stand that it's in. I can hold it close to my mouth.
Yes. You're blowing out everyone's headphones. Right? Ah! That was painful.
Now the question is, did that record?
Yes, it did.
Oh, nice!
But you're really, really quiet right now.
Why am I quiet?
I don't know, but I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, but just barely.
I'm gonna tap on the mic.
Yeah, so?
Okay. Why am I quiet all of a sudden?
You're very faint.
How about now?
Nah, no better.
Okay, I just put it back on top of the monitor in the original position. That's so weird. Maybe there is a knobby thing that I turned without... What?
You're back up, I think.
Maybe there is a knobby thing that I turned without realizing it.
Yeah, I think you're okay, though.
How's this?
You're a lot louder than me, that's all. I gotta figure out a way to make sense.
How's this?
Okay.
Is it still too loud?
Talk.
A little too loud?
A little, but not too bad.
You know, okay, I'm gonna put...
When I talk with the Hindu, he's always hitting red zone.
Way louder than you!
Yeah, and it sounds okay. So we'll see how this goes in the end. It's probably gonna be really funny, because it's gonna be like, I'm obsessing over this and it sounds perfectly fine. But we'll
see.
That
would be hilarious. I would laugh. And that's okay if it sounds stupid.
I think it already does sound stupid. So
I think that's what you get for having me guest star in place of the Hindu.
Stupid? Yeah? You think it'd go smarter. Oh!
Ooh! You said it, not me.
He's gonna have a fit when he hears this, you know.
You're taking all the blame for that wisecrack.
Okay.
Okay, you know how, when you're on a call, there's a little phone symbol in the corner, you know, the icon stuff?
Yeah.
And it's got a little check that flashes on and off?
Yeah.
Okay, right now my check has a little clock on top of it, like a little circle with some hands. Do we have any idea what the heck that is?
No.
Oh, no, and there, it went away. The moment I stopped talking about it, it went away. That was kind of weird.
Maybe it's mocking you.
It's mocking me. Because we don't know what's really going on yet.
Yeah, I really don't know how to use this.
That's okay.
I'm still learning.
Hey, as long as we're having fun. So, now that it's more or less working, what should we talk about?
Beats me.
So, math team was pretty fun this year, huh?
Sure was.
Oh. That's an exciting topic. Have you seen Revenge of the Sith yet?
No.
I'll kill you. I'd talk about Revenge of the Sith, however, I somehow get the feeling that anything I said, the Hindu or Beanpole would either want to counter and would be very angry that they weren't present to counter it.
Yes.
If I said everything sucked except for the combat, I've got a feeling the Hindu might get annoyed.
Yeah, he might.
Can you hold up just a sec? Oh, sure. You just went louder, but all right.
Wait, don't say any. Hello? 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 Okay.
Louder. I'm turning down my speaker volume.
Okay.
Are you really close to the mic now?
Yeah, I'm really close to the mic.
I keep hearing you're breathing. Which is... excuse me, I just burped again.
Okay.
I love Coder and Mountain Dew. Just a quick shameless plug for the greatest drink in existence. For those of you who need caffeine and good flavor, Code Red Mountain Dew is definitely your drink of choice. Okay, sorry.
That was so, like...
Okay, you just commercial. Went very faint again.
I'm faint?
Yeah.
That's because I didn't...
Oh, that's because I turned down the volume.
Yeah, how about now?
Oh yeah, you're fine now.
I can change the volume that you hear. It's funny, I can change the volume that you hear of me.
Really?
Very, very easily.
Can I change the volume that you hear of me?
Probably, but I don't know how.
Probably, but I don't know how either.
But I'm not too... I think this will sound fine. I'll listen to it shortly.
Post it anyway, even if it sounds really stupid. It would be kind of humorous. And then if it sounds really pathetic and stupid...
If it's just so bad, we may not post it, but still, us and the Jew and Beanpole need to hear it.
You are the Jew.
The Hindu.
I agree, the Hindu and Beanpole definitely need to hear it. Why is his name Beanpole? Are we not allowed to say people's actual names on the internet?
That's kind of the idea. Just privacy, because anyone could be hearing this.
Anyone could be hearing this, I'm well aware of that. But of course, if anyone else out there knows of a Nev, they'd know instantly who I am. Well, because I use Neville Carrion for everything I do online. But that's beside the point. So,
They don't know your home name, you don't know your home address.
You'd be surprised, actually.
If we give away too much about our name of the school we go to, which we haven't, I don't think...
You mean like Food Face House?
Yes.
That's the name of the school we go to, is Food Face House.
Dang
high
it.
School.
You just told them.
Yeah, pretty much. We're in Milwaukee.
Oh, they know where we are.
They know we're in Milwaukee.
Except for that the Hindu maintains that we're in California.
Oh.
And that I'm in Alaska.
Well, the thing is, I'm in Milwaukee. You see, we're doing this over the internet.
Yes.
I mean, so you may be in California, and that's why we've got a couple second lag, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Milwaukee.
But the cool thing is, now we can do... You sound... You know what? I don't think I've had a single moment where I have had interference right now talking with you.
Oh, good. It sounds... Yeah, I think the lag went down once we started figuring out. It might just be like my family is not trying to take up large quantities of bandwidth doing their thing.
That might be
part of it.
But the cool thing is that this program will allow us to chat. So
yeah, so we can have multiple people in multiple locations.
Be talking to me, you, the Hindu, and Beanpole, all from separate locations, all at once.
Of course, you have to teach the Hindu how to use the computer first. Oh, did I just say that out loud? I'm sorry, Hindu.
Better than you are.
No, I know he's good with computers. He's a Hindu. Of course he's good with computers.
Yeah, he's going to do... Hopefully he'll
why
do
is he too lazy to download Skypey? There's clearly an E on the end. It's S-K-Y-P-E. All you listeners out there, if you think... Shut up for a moment, okay. Jew. All you listeners out there, if you think it should be pronounced Skypey instead of Skype, please send an email to... what's the email, Jew?
TheJewAndHindu@gmail.com.
Oh, that you just said that, didn't you?
That's okay. It's good, because you're louder, so they'll hear you better.
TheJewAndHindu@gmail.com.
Oh, and let's go ahead and give away our screen names for Skype, because that way, if we're ever online and someone...
All right, if you want to talk to us, the Skype screen name for... Skypey screen name for this, for the Jew or the Hindu, is the Jew and Hindu.
Actually, he's going to have another one. His will probably be the Hindu and Jew.
Okay. And I'm Neville...
We'll be on different computers sometimes.
That's true. And I'm Neville Karion, which is N-E-V-A-L-K-A-R-I-O-N. I won't repeat that. You'll have to set Beanpole up with one. Maybe Beanpole isn't taken.
He could be like Beanpole 63.
My gosh, why do people go for mediocrity? Okay, I just like to quickly say that screen names with numbers on the end make me sad.
Okay.
Because
so you wouldn't like Beanpole 63.
Yeah, it's just tagging a number onto it makes it less personalized, makes it less special. I don't know how to phrase it. But yeah, it's something bothering me about putting a number on the end of a screen name. If the word you want is already taken, find another darn word, right? Oh, speaking of darn, to what extent are you allowing us to...
whatever you want.
Use language.
Whatever you want. Just
so I can...
Just keep in mind that my parents and or relatives may hear this.
So I don't want to talk...
I quoted Anchorman. That one time.
Okay.
You heard that, right? That was show
11. I don't remember. I haven't listened to all your episodes yet.
Have you seen the movie?
Excuse me. No, of course not. I'm a culturally deprived child. I sit in front of my computer all day and do stuff like talk with you instead of doing homework and studying for AP chemistry.
So you have seen it?
No.
You haven't?
I sit on my computer
all day.
You're
serious? Okay.
I was not joking at all.
Okay. Well, you should.
Yeah, for those of you out there, I have no social life.
You're involved in a fair amount of stuff at school.
What?
You're involved in more things at school than I am.
I don't think having a drama social life constitutes as having a social life.
You have drama, math team, which is rocking.
You know what? If you met some of the people in the drama department, you'd understand. We're our own little happy family, but I wouldn't quite call us, you know, a social life. And as for involvement in things, it's...
I gotta get going.
What?
Sorry.
We haven't been even calling for 20 minutes yet. Aren't some of your episodes...
We're stopping at 20.
Okay, it's been 1938.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so I gotta do a few things just to quickly, before we end this. I love everyone. My name is Neville Karion. I enjoy long conversations on the internet, and they might be Giants the Band. If you want to talk to me, I'm Neville Karion. Anywhere and everywhere online, and try not to kill any babies before we see you later. Have a good day.
Bye. Okay, I'm signing off.
Why?
I gotta go!
G2G. I gotta go, LOL! Kids these days.
Bye.
Alright, run along and have a fun time killing babies.
I might talk to you later tonight if you're on.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
Jerk.
Bye.